Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Come on, yo! Shake that thing!
I'm pronouncing it across.
Dale Arnold.
You know, it's never a good thing for a goalie to kind of be facing the play with your back, but luckily it stayed out.
You know, now you're going home. Stanley Cup's in the building. Someone's winning it.
Rich Keefe.
Do the Bruins win that?
Yes, they win the cup.
Oh, damn!
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Dunsky.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEI. We had to run out and get the golfers going on.
We had to get them going.
The afternoon crew.
I think they're ready to go. They heard your motivational words, Dale. They're going to go out there. They're going to have a great
especially
round.
Well, you hit them with a very pithy line, I thought.
Yeah, hit them straight.
That was it.
That's golf jargon that I've sort of picked up from some of these events.
Good job.
Yeah, hit them straight.
So, you say boys?
No, that's a hockey thing, Rossi. That's your thing. I tweeted that out. I go, nobody can put into perspective better a game seven than our own Jason Rossi, where he says, quote, "This is it, boys."
Well done, Jason.
This is it, boys.
I'll call Bruce Cassie. He'll get me in there.
Yeah.
I'll get
them
all riled up before the game.
All right. That'd be good. Maybe you can wave the banner. That'd be nice.
I don't know if Jason will be on the list.
No, he did do an audition.
Tommy Curran, by the way, I'm just going to say, didn't make me feel confident. He seems to think TV12 is going to be long gone and hard to find.
I think he's just throwing you off the scent because that's what they want you to do. They want everybody to think that it's not going to happen. He might even do this. This is what's going to happen. He's going to Instagram something out of him.
Like from Pebble Beach or something.
And you're like, oh, well, I guess it's not going to be him. And then lo and behold, 7:55 on Wednesday night, there he is. Tom Brady waving the banner. Place will go nuts.
I actually did think, until late last night, that there was the very real possibility you'd see David Ortiz out there Wednesday night. It made all the sense in the world to me.
I know it.
You know, a local sports legend, world champion, dearly beloved in these parts. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, the incident happened last night in Santo Domingo where David Ortiz was shot. I've seen conflicting reports. By the way, I should say that about everything that has been said about what happened last night. Conflicting reports.
Yeah.
But there is a report out of the Dominican Republic that there were actually two gunmen who rode up on a motorcycle, got off the motorcycle, shot Ortiz, and that police are still in pursuit of the second gunman. One of the gunmen was grabbed at the scene, and they kicked the ever-loving crap out of this
guy. Yes, they did. But they also, in all the reports early on, too, were saying that it was an attempted robbery. Which
police, according to the report I just read, police have denied it entirely.
Okay, so they've gotten rid of that.
This was not a robbery.
Because that stuck for a while. Like, most of the night, they changed where he got shot from leg to back through the abdomen.
Right.
But they still said attempted robbery. And I'm watching the video. I'm like, well, what are we doing here? It's not a robbery.
The update that I read at 11:48, the New York Daily News printed it from a Dominican source, said that police have denied that robbery was the motive. And if you do view the video, you don't have to, but I did because I didn't figure I could talk about it otherwise.
True.
It's fairly clear when you see it that there was no robbery being done here.
No, there was no confrontation. Again, unless there was a confrontation earlier, and you know, we don't know the answer to that, but clearly Ortiz didn't even see the person that shot him. Came running up from behind.
And in fact, according to what I read in the New York Daily News an hour or so ago, a little over an hour ago, police were investigating as to whether or not this was some hit attempt. This was an assassination attempt on David Ortiz, which I just find completely baffling. As beloved as David Ortiz is here, and he's dearly beloved,
multiply it
by 10 in the Dominican Republic. Who the heck would want David Ortiz dead in the Dominican?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, and that's why the motive of this, which again doesn't really matter as far as David Ortiz's health concern right now, but just when you're looking at this whole story, you're saying, you know, what was the motive? And I don't know if we'll ever find that out.
We will give you updates as they become available. I will tell you that the Red Sox and Mass General Hospital, working concurrently, are trying to figure out at this point, at what point can they get David Ortiz back here?
Yeah.
As soon as they can do it, and obviously, you know, his health and safety that being the primary concern. But the Red Sox and Mass General are working together trying to determine when can we get him out of the Dominican,
right,
back to Boston, in Mass General, and take over his health care from here.
Because he's in stable condition right now, but I think everybody would feel a whole lot better if he was here. Right,
yes.
I mean, just you'd absolutely feel a lot better. And so until we know that, there's still definitely reason for concern.
So that's all we know.
Right,
I mean, all the details that we have, you have at this point, and I don't know how much more you're going to get this afternoon, unless, in fact, the police do catch this supposed second.
But what
second.
A absolutely bizarre sports night, because you're sitting there, you're watching Game 6, and you're enjoying yourself because the Bruins were in control of that game the entire time. Tuukka Rask is playing fantastic. They score in the first period, and then it's still 1-0 going into the third, and all of a sudden they score a bunch of goals. And so you're, you know, checking Twitter or doing whatever you're doing, and you're saying, oh, yeah, look at these, you know, the Bruins are smoking them. And then all of a sudden you start reading all these different reports about Ortiz. And it was so unsettling to see that. And then once the video is made public, you're watching that, you're feeling kind of sick looking at that, and then all the while trying to go back and forth to the Bruins. It was a really weird night.
Yeah, and in our case, we were working, and you know, we were sitting there obviously preparing for the post-game show, so
yeah.
You almost felt guilty that you were kind of setting reports aside for a little bit because we were too busy. And I can tell you on the news side at NESN, they were scrambling. You know, they were trying to get all the information they could get.
Right.
Because after our post-game show was done,
they were going to go, yeah.
You know, NESN Sports Today was going to try to update the information as best they could. But, you know, our little corner of the hockey world, we were like, this is awful. I hope he's okay. But
I know.
We've got a game we got to worry about.
Meanwhile,
here.
You have the most important game of the season for the Bruins, in which they're winning, and then you're setting up a game 7, and you're trying to break that down. So you're kind of going back and forth between the two, and it was strange for sure.
By the way, the local TV rating that I saw, the game last night did a 28.59 here in Boston. And you can only imagine what a Game 7 is going to do.
Oh, yeah, through the roof. Did St. Louis have crazy numbers, too?
I didn't see St. Louis yet. I'm sure they did. I mean, they thought they were going to win the Cup last night.
Well, they thought so. They got a little ahead of themselves.
In fact, they were pretty much
convinced of it. They had the whole party planned. They had all kinds of stuff taken out of the newspaper.
See, now that's what happens, though, when you're dealing with rookies.
Yeah.
They don't quite know exactly what's involved. You know, let's get all this information out there. Hey, we got a big party planned.
Now it's I also think the more I think about it, it'd be bad for the league if St. Louis won. And it's not just because I'm a Bruins fan and I want them to win, but St. Louis, you'd look at that, and if you were a team, wouldn't you say, man, if we don't have a lot of talent, shouldn't we just throw headshots around? Shouldn't we just try to bully other teams? Should we just go back to that? Which is not as fun to watch, let's be honest. You can like the big bad Bruins all you want. But I like skill. I like watching Marchand and Pastrnak score some of the goals that those guys score. I like watching McAvoy have like a complete game. I like all of that stuff. And I like big hits. I like fighting. I like all of that. But if your team's number one calling card is playing dirty, that's not ideal. But if that team
all
wins,
you're known about.
Because what do you do? What do teams do in every sport? You look at the team who won, and then you try to copy them. So do you think teams would honestly copy the Blues blueprint?
No,
that'd be terrible.
And I can honestly tell you that the commissioner and the other owners in the National Hockey League would be like, no, really?
Yeah.
This is what we've been trying to get away from.
They're like, all right, bring up the goons. Call the goon squad. We're going to play St. Louis Blues hockey. Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
They've already made it too far.
I did notice, by the way, just real briefly here, back to David Ortiz, Tom Brady tweeted out about an hour ago.
There's been a million people.
Picture of the two of them shaking hands out at Fenway Park after Brady had a first pitch there. And Brady wrote, Poppy defines Boston strong. Get well soon, my friend.
The amount of people
that President Barack Obama has tweeted out. I mean, players from virtually every team in baseball, current and past, have tweeted out.
Oh, yeah, I saw A-Rod, saw a whole bunch of people on there.
Mike Trout, I saw, tweeted today.
Yep.
Obviously, his current teammates, and hopefully, everything will be fine. At least at the moment, he is described as stable. He's in intensive care, but stable.
Right.
But with some internal injuries that have got to be troubling.
Well, and then it was really up and down, too, because when you first heard about it, obviously it was all tragic and scary. But then you first heard leg and you said, all right, well, maybe this isn't as bad. And then it got much worse when you found the next detail of it. And then now back to him being in stable condition, you feel a little bit better about that.
We have an update from Marley Rivera from ESPN, who has been...
Marley Rivera?
She's been kind of the information source. She's down there.
Okay.
She said... Enrique Rojas, who just arrived in the Dominican, is reporting the Red Sox plane is about to land in the Dominican Republic. Medical authorities have authorized his transfer once the plane is ready for transport. His condition is stable enough to travel, per Dr. Abel Gonzalez.
Okay, so I mean that's as good news as you're going to hear, at least right now.
We knew that the Red Sox were sending their plane,
yeah.
Or a maybe not their plane.
Whatever.
My guess is an air ambulance type of plane. But according to the latest information from the Dominican, according to the doctor, his condition is stable enough to travel. Obviously, there will be medical personnel on hand, you know, the entire thing. I believe that that probably Mass General has sent medical personnel down with the plane so that they can, take control of his care almost immediately. All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Harris is in Roxbury. Hey, Harris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to bring up a point about the David Ortiz incident. And, I just looked online a few minutes ago, and it said about 20 hours ago, a 67-year-old man died in the Dominican Republic. So with him, Ortiz, and then the last two weeks, five people have died. Americans have died in the Dominican Republic. Do you think something bigger is going on here?
Resort hotel, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't tell me this is a coincidence. It's not a coincidence, especially this guy who shot Ortiz. He didn't attempt to rob him. He didn't, take him for his money. And like you said, Ortiz is like a god over there. So do you think something bigger is going on here?
Could be.
I can't see the connection between the health problems at the resort than David Ortiz. I mean, maybe there is some that I just don't see now.
I don't know.
As far as who knows what it's connected to. What I can safely say, at least fairly safely say, based on watching the video, that was not a robbery.
No, not a robbery. And then now what we're hearing is, was somebody else involved? And then to what end? Like, to what point? Like, to send a message? You know, you had mentioned how he has an open-door policy
with the president
down there. But then again, are there people that disagree with the president? And I'm sure there are. And then, if they think that he has a great relationship with Ortiz, I don't know. It seems crazy, but there has to be some reason, as flawed as it is, that for why this guy did what he did.
617-779-7937. Rob's calling. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I just wanted to chime in on the banner thing for Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. I don't think I hope it happens more than TB12, to be honest with you. Willie O'Ree. I think Willie O'Ree deserves it more than anybody because he was the first African-American NHL player, and he was a Bruins winger. He's
Rob,
the Jackie Robinson of the NHL.
They had intended for him to do that, and there were some health issues that prevented it. I don't think that's an option. I do know that the Bruins wanted him to earlier in this series.
It was in a game two there was thought of it,
I think.
And then that ended up being Belichick, I believe. Yeah. Right? Wasn't it the Belichick game? I think it ended up there was thought that it could be him. So
I mean, I love the guy.
Yeah, it's a good,
He's a wonderful person, a wonderful representative, but I believe he's got some health things going on now. That's like people who've talked about Bill Russell. I mean, he's in his 80s. He lives in Seattle. Flying across country to Boston
is
not an easy it's not an easy task for him.
No.
I think he did that for John Havlicek's memorial service, as you can imagine.
Yes.
But I can't picture asking him to fly back here to do the fan banner.
I would
thing.
Go either Tom Brady or David Backus. What? He's not going to play, Dale. He's not going to play. I love him. I love the guy.
I know you do. I just don't think he's going to want to stand there waving the flag.
Well, he's not going to be in uniform. He can take his suit and go wave the flag
around.
Good
point. Yeah. Rob's on the cell phone. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great game last night.
Yes, it was.
Maybe not a little too controversial. I'd like to see Schilling there or the other kid, Pete Frates, if he could ever, sort of muster up some more muscle, as they say, I think that'd be a good idea.
In Pete's case, he can't do
he
that.
He can't. Just but they could have
maybe
he could be there. His brother could do it or something like that. I mean, you could
just
yeah,
just
like
an
that.
Idea. Let's get someone that's a solid. Shilling's, listen, let's have a guy. Can I talk about, well, that's a political reason. Listen, I just want to talk about Charlie McAvoy last night. Dale, you watched hockey for a long time. When
yeah,
did Charlie get the headlight, the deer in the headlight look every time he touches the puck? I've never seen a guy get smashed so many times by him by not his feet stop skating. What's with all that? What's that all about?
I think you're totally overreacting.
Charlie McAvoy?
To how he played. I thought he played great.
Charlie McAvoy. You look at everything that it coughed up, or any clogged jobs in the corner breaking out. The way they get it, the way they won last night is they took that puck and just went with it. They didn't do the short pass down low along the boards. They just took it. But McAvoy, you can see him multiple times. He gets smashed all over the place by stopping his feet. Check it out.
I think Rob will agree to disagree. I thought Charlie McAvoy had a
great.
Nice game last night.
McAvoy was great. And he might have done even better post-game. And this we can start and stop this shot. But McAvoy post-game was really trying to give you a couple of things. Sort of a peek behind the curtain of what it was like pregame. We don't know if it was right before the game. We don't know exactly when it was. But he was talking about, you know, what Bergeron said to the team. But he also talks about how important Tuukka is. I thought, as honest as a player following a game as I have ever seen was Charlie McAvoy last night.
He's our best player. He has been all playoffs and all regular season. We know that when he plays, you know, like that, to the best of his ability. When we do our jobs in front of him, we gotta help him out. He's gonna be there. He's gonna be there.
This one was obviously a do or die. Did it seem even better than some of the other
seasons? I think he just steps up when it matters, and we have all the faith in him. And to see him play the way that he did, it's really a surprise to us. We just believe in him so much, and we know the kind of person and player that he is, and just at our rock. So, like, I'm going through this, and this is my first Stanley Cup, and it's just a lot, you know, just to be honest with you, like, the emotions involved, like, I mean, crap, like, it's a lot, you know, we're backs here against the wall, and, you know, you have so many mixed emotions, you know, you do whatever it takes. This is your dream to win this thing. And when your back's against the wall and you know they're one away, you know, it hurts a little bit. But I think I got a different perspective when our guys stepped up and just talked. And, just, you know, it was an element of honesty to it about being in this position and knowing that if we just do our job, we're a family. We believe in each other and we all love each other. And, you know, just the thought of it being over tonight was terrifying. Like, you know, I mean, we come all this way, and we come together when it matters. And I think tonight was just a good example of that. And, you know, we're thankful having the blessed with a chance to play in Game 7 now. So it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, so that was – and you can stop it right there, Sean. So that was just – going on and on. And so at the beginning he's saying Tuukka Rask is their best player, but then he was going on to say how Patrice Bergeron said something and got everybody in
the
right place.
The only player who referred to it. Others did as well. Now, none of them were willing to share.
Right, and that's fine, but he got the gist.
He
definitely
got the gist. It was a locker room thing. Yeah. It was, you know, players talking to players, and that's fine. I don't know what he said.
No.
But DeBrusk said when he was done, we were ready to run through a wall.
it got those guys ready, and it was basically they're so close, and the idea that, hey, this could be it. This would be the last game for this team, and you would not have accomplished your goal. And they just weren't ready to have that be their last game. And I think that's another one of the big differences between the Bruins and the Blues is the Bruins have guys that have won the Cup. They also have guys that have lost the Cup. And then how do you take those experiences and get other guys like a 21, 22-year-old, and how do you prepare them for these games? Whereas the Blues don't have a whole lot of that experience, and I think they just got overwhelmed. They're up 3-2, Cup final, you're at home. They were probably worse off being at home just because of that. And then they go out there, they go down 1-0, and even though it was closed for a couple of periods, it didn't feel like they were going to come back.
Let's hear what DeBrusk said after the game last night.
He's a legend. I mean, he said some words that you know, I don't know if he wants me to necessarily repeat. They weren't bad words though. It just was.
How about the context?
I mean, it was just what we all dream about doing. I mean, we're here for a reason, and you know, everyone that plays hockey, you know, grows up and dreams of playing in this moment, and it was pretty much something around those lines. And to see him kind of set the tone that way, you know, made us all want to run through a wall.
I think that's what it is. Like, where, whether you're from Canada, whether you're from the Czech Republic, whether you're from the United States, like, this is your goal. This is your lifelong goal, and it doesn't matter, even if you've done it once before or if you've never done it. And I think that's what he tried to talk to everybody about. And, you know, that's the kind of card you can't just toss that around all the time. You know, it can't be a, you know, you're down 2-1. To Columbus or whatever, and you're tossing that out there. And I'm sure he said something motivational then, but when you are one game from elimination and you're two wins away from winning the whole thing, that's when you can go out there and whatever card you can play, that's when you do it. And Bergeron obviously got everybody all kinds of fired up.
It was Brad Marchand earlier in this series, I think, not necessarily in the playoffs, but I believe it was in the Stanley Cup final. He said, you know, he thinks more about 2013.
Yeah,
when they got beaten Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, he thinks more of that series than he thinks of 2011 when they won.
Yeah,
it's almost like the fear of failure is greater than the desire for success.
That is a Tom Brady mentality too. You know, where it's like you've won all these Super Bowls, and you know he's thinking about the Giants or he's thinking about the Eagles, and it's like no, you've won all these Super Bowls, but that's part of what makes those guys great, and you know keeps them motivated.
Let's go to Jim on the cell phone. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello?
What's up, Jim? Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good. I'm calling. I thought that was an outstanding choice of Backus waving the flag.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan of getting into opponents' heads before the pucks or the or whatever is even started.
And you think that would work?
Oh, I think that would get the crowd right into it. Is what you want?
Me too.
Not that we're going to need any help, but
no, it's a game. Every
little bit helps.
Thanks, Jim. What do you think of that call?
It's your guy.
Want me to rack him?
You're the one who wanted to.
Strong take.
You're the guy who wanted him to take a healthy scratch
Backus.
And ask him to wave the flag.
Get the crowd into it. Mind
Not
games.
Not going to happen.
You ever heard of mind games?
The only time I saw anything even close, and it wasn't close,
yeah,
was when Nathan Horton took a water bottle
that was
filled
cool.
with
that was pretty cool.
with the ice
garden
from
ice,
the garden.
Yeah.
Now, it was long before the game, he didn't even know there was a camera in the building at that point. The building was empty.
That's pretty cool.
And he's
cool,
out
though.
On the bench and emptying the garden water onto the ice.
So really what the Bruins should do is take some of the St. Louis ice, because St. Louis sucks at home, and dump that on the garden. That might work.
You know, that might actually get it done, I think. Steve's in New Hampshire. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm thinking Game 7, the banner captain, Conor McGregor.
You know, I guess it's possible.
Why not?
He's got a bit of a relationship
He's
with the
Bruins
team.
Fan. I like it.
He tweeted out yesterday.
I
don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I did.
There's a picture of him when he was here at the Garden.
With you. He tweeted out a picture
me.
Of you and
Dale.
I was like, wow,
look
at this.
But there's a picture of him. He's holding a hockey stick in his hand. And he all he wrote is the picture of him. And he wrote, now clear the ice of them. And he's got crossed swords. And at NHL Bruins.
He's a big hockey guy.
Now, I'm not sure that he doesn't actually mean kill people.
No, he wants somebody dead, I think is what he's looking forward to.
Because he's got the crossed hockey sticks, and I guess that's the crossed swords.
He's ready.
But he just tweeted out, now clear the ice of them.
He could be good. If it can't be Brady, I like that one.
I don't think it'll be Conor McGregor.
No, probably not.
And I'm kind of counting on Tom Curran being wrong anyway.
Oh, really? Ooh, that's a shot
well,
at Curran.
I'm counting on it. I want it to be
true. His reporting is not good?
He was guessing like we are.
No, I know he was.
His guess was.
I'm telling you, I think he's just, Brady's going to throw everybody off the scent. You're going to think he's out of town, then all of a sudden, oh my God, he's here. Could it be? He's going to wave the flag, and then he's going to immediately leave. He's going to get
on
his
a
car,
jet.
See you later.
Headed for Costa Rica.
Yes,
well,
gone.
That'd be fine.
See ya.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to the calls in just a couple of minutes, but first, we've got a trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to more of Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bruce, a few of the guys said Patrice Edwards for them prior to the game. I'm just wondering how much value you think it is having players like him who can set the tone in a big moment like this.
Well, tremendous. I believe those veteran guys come in handy
before the game, they'll come in handy on tomorrow and Tuesday for us. We're going to have to live a bit what St. Louis did today, have to deal with, you know, now you're going home, Stanley Cup's in the building, someone's winning it. You got a lot of new friends all of a sudden, or old ones are coming out of the woodwork. And I think the message, they've been good at that. Stay in your bubble. Take care of your immediate family, but catch up with your friends on Thursday type of thing. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you really got to be dialed in. I don't know if St. Louis dealt with that or not. I'm just saying there is a danger there. And I think that's where Berge and Z and Krejci, these guys that have been there, are able to get that message out. Once the puck drops, they're valuable, of course, but I think players just have to play them. You know, the debate was, how much does experience matter? St. Louis had, what, one guy, Perron? And here they are. So I do believe that. Once the puck drops, you play. You execute or you don't. You get a save. But those veteran guys can sure help you in the moments where you have a little bit of free time and maybe you think too much and get in your way. And I believe Berge and Z have done a great, and like I said, Krejci and Marsh have done a good job with us for that.
Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy talking about Patrice Bergeron perhaps inspiring his team last night. I mentioned that the Bruins, almost to a man, have said that they've kind of gotten off social media during this playoff run. One guy that does not seem to apply to is the blue check-marked Tuukka Rask.
Oh, what's he up to? I follow Tuukka Rask.
He doesn't.
Is he at Tuukka Rask? What's he at?
It is at Tuukka Rask, blue check-mark.
Good for him.
The last time he tweeted was February 28th, when he welcomed J.D. Martinez to the Franklin sports family. So it's been a while.
Okay.
12 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Glad to hear you're in stable condition, at David Ortiz, wishing you a quick recovery."
Okay.
Has not tweeted since February, but he has decided to break his Twitter silence.
Jumping on there.
Reach out.
Well, for good reason, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a...
Yeah, no, he doesn't do much of it.
No.
He's another one of those guys, and I know I've heard Marchand and Krug both say, you know what, I'm away from social media right now. And it's probably better that way.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Now, if they were to win Wednesday night and Tuukka were to take a gander at his Twitter feed, you know, come Thursday morning, it's probably going to be a pretty positive place.
Should be good.
Except for those people from St. Louis.
St. Louis people will be mad, And the Tim Thomas people will be mad because they no longer have that argument. Tuukka Rask has been better. I also think at this point, unless Ryan O'Reilly has a hat trick on Wednesday, Tuukka Rask is going to win the Conn Smythe.
He might either way. You're right.
He might not. He won't be happy about it, and nobody's going to really
honor him. Yeah, does he take the Conn Smythe and throw it in the garbage can?
He might. He could smash it, but I'm just saying it's, you know, no real consolation. But he has been the best player in the playoffs. He's been clearly the best player on this team. And I don't think anybody from St. Louis really jumps out because you can't give it to Binnington. You just can't. He was awful. He got pulled in game three. He was bad last night. I mean, if he has a shutout, maybe he'll get some of the voters his way. O'Reilly's got a bunch of points, and he's been good, and he's played really well. So he's the only other guy I think that's even up for consideration.
Don's on the cell phone. Oop, let me just hit the right button here. Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Two points. One on waving the flag, and then, Dale, I got a question for you after the game on Wednesday night. One, I don't think this has been brought up, but I think this would just, like, ignite the garden. What if you had Adam Sandler from Happy Gilmore?
Are you nuts? Don, I love you, but
Sandler.
Why would I want Adam Sandler waving the banner?
Well, because he
grew up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, he's a Bruins fan. He grew up in New Hampshire.
I don't know that.
I don't know if he is a Bruins fan.
The character Happy Gilmore was a Bruins fan. Wore the Bruins
jersey.
He's
like a New York Knicks fan. Anyway,
I think he's a New York fan for. So you guys don't like that, huh?
What's your next thing?
Not a little.
Well, so my other thing, Dale, is, you know, we know how dirty the Blues have played in this. Has there ever been in a Stanley Cup or a playoff final where the team hasn't shaken hands afterwards?
Now you're speaking my language, Don. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Should be every year.
No, I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. Maybe it happened back in the 30s or something.
Yeah.
My entire life of watching the Stanley Cup playoffs has always ended with a handshake line.
And so will this one.
It will.
So will this one.
As nasty, and look, I think Wednesday night has the very real possibility of being as nasty a hockey game as you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talked about it. You know, they're at the point now where, well, you can't even suspend me for a game in the playoffs. So
they're going to be going after
suspend
him.
Me for next fall. I don't care.
Yeah, you just hope that somebody doesn't get, like, an elbow to the head or a concussion or has to leave the game because of some cheap shot.
I almost guarantee somebody's going to run Rask.
Oh, they will. Oh, they'll run Rask, and they're going to keep after Chara. They did it a little bit more last night than they did in game five, and they'll try to do that again, try to get to him, try to toss him out of the game, whatever it takes.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Now, even when it's ugly. And I think it will be.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Even if the Bruins lose, and I don't think they will, but even that, they'll still stand up there and shake hands.
What do you got to do? Because we would shake hands back in college football, Dale, as well.
Did that go well for you?
Yeah, actually, the year before I got there, they had a brawl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Hobart and Union got into a huge brawl, and everybody was fighting each other. So
can't possibly.
It's a big rivalry. Well, it's a big rivalry, Dale. But what they would say is, and even in high school when we would do this, when we would get real chippy during high school games, is they would make sure that everybody, they're like, keep your helmet on during the handshake. Because you don't know if somebody's going to cheap shot you. Anyway, my point is that's what these guys should do too. Don't get all excited. Don't be skating around. Don't, you know, take your helmet off. Keep that puppy on. Maybe keep the mouthpiece in too when you're going through the line.
Probably safer that way. Mm-hmm. Jay is in Brookline. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, thanks. So two things. One, I already have my trip to Toronto booked for some Red Sox Blue Jays games.
Oh, good.
In 2 weeks, and I'm very excited to go see the cup with the Bruins' names on it because they're going to win. And I have an idea for the banner, Captains.
Okay.
So on your station, you guys sometimes talk about who the Mount Rushmore is of Boston sports. So
We never do that.
Come
who
on,
sure
you do. So it's either Russell or Bird, Brady, or Williams and Poppy. Well, now Poppy's out. So now it's going to be
Williams is out, too. Ortiz. I don't know if you've heard.
What do you mean Williams out? He's on ice.
D'Angelo Ortiz instead.
Who?
His son, D'Angelo, with the big three.
All right. We're not taking calls anymore, Jay. What are we doing? When do we do Mount Rushmore calls? Did he make that up? Did he hear that in his sleep?
He must be seeing my show notes. That's what I've been trying to push.
Yeah, you're like, all right, so how come we haven't done Mount Rushmore
after Rossi said, come on, boys. Come on, boys.
Let's go, boys. Let's. Are we taking banner idea calls?
We just did.
Ross, you're the executive producer.
I'm
going to
say at this point we're canceling.
I think we pull the plug on that.
You can give us a call.
Why don't you tweet the show at Dale Keefe WEEI?
Call OMF.
Call OMF at 2 o'clock sharp.
Yeah,
Fourier probably already knows who it is. He probably
does. I don't know if he has the courage to share it with you.
Let me ask you guys though. If he comes
he's
up,
he's going to be fighting.
If he has the person,
I will not believe him.
And that person is actually who is the banner.
Why already told you it's going to be?
Well, but do you know for fact?
Dunsky.
Yes, of course I do.
No, Fourier,
not even a little.
Fourier needs to be right on like the next five hockey things, and then I'll believe him again.
But what if the one thing he gets right outweighs the two?
Yeah, but what
He guesses like I'm guessing, and he happens to guess right?
Wait,
he's going to present it differently.
Who's your guess? Brady?
Brady.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What if he guesses the exact same
thing
I
guess?
Yeah, no,
that
doesn't
count.
He has to say it in a way like, oh, my source says Brady's flying in private.
No, because he couldn't have screwed up the Chara Grizzlick thing anymore.
I was going to say, is it the same source who said that Grizzlick was positively
cleared.
In? Book it.
Cleared, he's playing Chara Dunsky.
Dunsky.
Yikes. He's played both games. He didn't miss a game.
He missed a period.
He missed a period, but that was after the fact.
Fourier looks worse now than he did last week.
Yeah.
Because another game happened.
Oh, he's playing
Chara
both.
Played.
And Grizzlick's still out. Didn't. That's right. It's not like Grizzlick was like, oh, he was about to play game five. That's a good point. Yeah, he missed two more games. And there's 2 days in between those games. Yikes.
Things didn't quite work out the way he had planned.
No.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen.
Mike.
You're going to have to forgive me a little bit because I'm hopped up on painkillers. I got hit by a truck last night.
Jesus,
so.
Mike. All right. Well, what do you got?
Oh, come on now. Seriously. Speaking of Chubby Charlie, he took a hit last night that I thought he might have died from, but he got the F back up. That was fantastic. So just like a Lannister always pays his debts, a Lancelot always keeps his promises. So I got a poem for you boys.
Okay.
Game six.
He's hopped up on pills. Sorry, go ahead, Mike. You got the floor.
Oh, I appreciate that, Keith. Game six showed their grit. There's no question at all. Turns out they didn't have to shove their sticks in their balls. Big Z played his part better than any old fart. Even with that silly old mask. When the Bees win in seven, there can be no doubt at all that the Conn Smythe will go to Tuukka Rask. That one goal that they scored was when we were all bored tweeting about all our plans for game seven. because the bees played with rage and let the beast out the cage and sent the Blues' only chance up to heaven. If the hockey gods...
What? There's more.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
Wait, can you let me finish?
Oh, my God, Mike. Please, today would be please, good. Please.
If the hockey gods...
Okay.
Oh, my God. He was really just... Wow.
Well, he was hopped up on pills.
He took that for a stroll, didn't he? He really explored.
He walked it around the bar.
He came there back and down again.
His first one was way better.
Yeah, I know.
This is why the Bruins have to win, because Dale will sound like that for 4 hours.
Yeah,
there'll
be four hours.
Here's the problem. Occasionally, we give too much rope. Like, well, Eric from work, we've given too much rope to.
Sometimes.
This guy, we've given too much. He now thinks he's Doug.
But you got to like this more, though, because he's more concentrated. Because Mike used to call in and he'd try to grab a little of this, a little of that. I got a thought.
That was concentrated?
It was a poem. It was one thing, and it was about the Bruins game. It wasn't, hey, I got a Red Sox bullpen take. I also have a Kyrie take. And I also, by the way, sorry about getting hit by a truck. Hopefully you're all right.
And let me say, that rhyme scheme was way off. That was nuts. I was so out on that.
Sean, it was reckless. He said mask, and then like 3 minutes later said rask.
He's not William Shakespeare.
Right now.
Do we call that free verse? Is that what that is?
I think that's what it was.
That's what it was. What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Now, back to the best.
You don't just wake up one day and become the best.
And confident.
You need to be confident in yourself, Dale. That's what you would have to be.
It's Dale and Keith on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, let's dance through a couple of things that we might not have gotten to during the course of the program.
What else you got?
Richard?
Dale, huge game tonight. NBA Finals. We've obviously been so caught up in the Bruins, and for good reason, but what's happening right now in the Finals is a pretty incredible story.
I am rooting for Toronto.
So am I. I think a lot of the league is, or a lot of the people outside that aren't a Raptors or a Warriors fan are all in on Toronto because they're a very good team, obviously, but they're not a super team. This isn't one of those... Hey, LeBron is going to Miami with his friends, or LeBron is going to Cleveland to play with Kyrie and Kevin Love, or Kevin Durant is going to team up with guys that have already won the championship. Nope, this is a Toronto Raptors team that has drafted a lot of these guys. Then they had a crazy offseason. They took DeMar DeRozan, who was an all-star player, a very good player, and who had many years left on his deal, and they traded him to San Antonio for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard, who didn't want to play last year. So you had no idea what you were going to get in Kawhi Leonard. They traded for 1 year of him. They also took the coach of the year in Dwayne Casey, and they said, nope, not good enough. They blow him out. They bring in Nick Nurse from the G League. So they have Nick Nurse, Kawhi Leonard. They made a good in-season acquisition of Marc Gasol, and they have put this together. When everybody says, oh, you need two superstars or three superstars, who's the second best player on the Raptors? It's a different guy every night.
Yeah.
Some nights it's Pascal Siakam. Some nights it's Kyle Lowry. Serge Ibaka's had good games. Danny Green, Fred VanVleet. So this is showing the league that you still need the superstar, obviously. You still need the Kawhi Leonard. You still need maybe in Milwaukee to be the Greek Freak. It'll be somebody like that. But you don't need to team up like Team USA, essentially, which is what the Warriors were, to win a title. And so I think that is a great sign for the league. And it's one of the reasons why I like the super teams, but they can't win all the time. You need somebody to knock them off, and that could happen tonight.
What else you got?
I knew it was coming. Well, I'm also going to give you a little basketball fair here.
Okay.
A little NBA Finals fair, because, you know, everybody's wondering about this game tonight. Bruins don't play for a couple of nights.
That's right.
We can concentrate on tonight. And I don't know about you, but when I'm looking for my hot NBA takes, I think...
Who do you go to?
Shannon Sharpe.
What?
Kawhi doesn't realize or understand. I don't know if he understands what he's doing. And we won't understand until he's done. But Kawhi Leonard took down three dynasties. He took down the Miami Heat. Yep. He's about to take down the Warriors tonight, and he destroyed the Spurs.
He did.
Genghis Khan didn't do this many dynasties.
On him. He quit on Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and Greg Popovich. Way to go. That's your guy. You can root for him. I won't. I'm sorry.
I kind of love it.
Genghis Khan has taken down more dynasties.
Shannon Sharpe, two in a row. He had the thing about the copyright stuff with Brady Trademark.
You're kind of agreeing with him on
that. I was like, where's he going? I'm like, took down three dynasties. Oh, yeah, his own. He took down the Spur. He took down the Spur dynasty. He took down the Warriors dynasty, or at least he's about to. Now, the Warriors once had a 3-1 lead and blew it to LeBron and Kyrie. You think the Warriors can come back in this series?
Yes.
I know.
Now, here's what
they definitely can, right?
I think he'll play tonight.
Durant?
Durant, and I don't think he'll be very effective.
Okay.
So this is their best bet. I think
if you're gonna
knock them off, if you're Toronto, you've got to do it tonight, because I think he'll play tonight, not as effectively. He'll play the next game. It'll be more effective.
Right.
And then...
Yeah, because Klay Thompson was pretty good last game. He had, 28 points. It was, 11 of 18 shooting, and that was off of the hamstring injury. So he was pretty good. But Toronto, they're just getting shots by everybody. And then Kawhi Leonard, man, has he been good. And it's just – it's hilarious, because in that league where it's just, look at me, this is what I'm doing, check out my shoe, check out my movie, check out my mixtape, all this stuff. Then you have Kawhi Leonard, who has the worst boring-ass shoe you've ever seen in your life, doesn't care, doesn't smile.
Ever.
Did you see they were asking him the other day, they're like, what will this title, if you guys win, what will it mean to Canada? He's like, I don't know. You have to ask somebody that's a fan of the team. He was like, deadpan. He's like, you can't get this guy excited about anything. I think it's hilarious.
Bill Belichick watches him and go, come on, lighten up, will you?
Well, then it's going to be crazy. Yeah, but then they're going to win the title, and he's going to go sign with the Clippers. And you're going to be like, why are you going to the Clippers? You just want a title. But he's probably thinking, well, I can win a title anywhere. This will be his second title. He's going to be Finals MVP twice. The guy is carving out one hell of a legacy for himself.
Hey, we want to thank the nice folks here at Kirkbray Country Club in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Very gracious hosts here today. And all of our colleagues down at 103.7 WEEI-FM in Providence. They've put together a remarkable event here. Mm-hmm. 18 holes for a cause. This is the 7th annual presented by Audi of Warwick. They have got a ton of golfers out on the course,
including Lenny Clark and Tom Ekeren.
Well, yeah, we can't put them together. That would be too much cool
no,
in one place.
Separated those guys, obviously.
Separate those.
Yeah.
But our thanks to all of those guys, and Jason and Doug down here, and the whole crew back there who kept this ship afloat. OMF is coming up next, top of the hour.
Could be some scoops. You never know. I feel like there's probably going to be some sort of scoop.
Another, yeah. After we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.